Speak to the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Please be seated. Jesus likes to use analogies of sheep a lot. And that's because in Jesus' world, there were a lot of sheep. And it's not that there were more sheep in Jesus' world than there are in our world today, but it's that people were more acquainted with sheep. They understood the way sheep work. They understood the way shepherds worked. It was an analogy that pretty much everyone got. But I don't know about you, but me personally, I don't know sheep all that well. I did Wikipedia it, and Wikipedia led me a little bit astray. The vet in our congregation at St. Stephen's, as well as a parishioner who grew up on a sheep farm, corrected me after my sermon and said that a group of sheep is called a flock, not a herd. A herd is defined as 1,000 sheep, but a flock of sheep. Wikipedia did lead me astray. But either way, I had to Wikipedia about sheep for this sermon because I'm not overly familiar with the way in which sheep work. But in Jesus's world, people were overly familiar with the way sheep happen. So in our gospel reading today, we hear two parables, the parable of the lost sheep and the parable of the lost coin. And if you were to continue reading, these two parables actually come in a set of three parables. We only heard two today. And the third parable is the parable of the lost brother, or the parable of the prodigal son. And we hear that story in Lent. But so today we have the two stories of things that are lost, or in the greater context, three parables about things that are lost, and more importantly, things that are found. So I want to start with the parable of the lost sheep. So sheep like to stick together. They are flock animals, unless you get 1,000 of them, in which case they are herd animals. So sheep like to stick together in flocks. It makes them feel safe. And shepherds would take their sheep to pastures to graze. And the flock would stick together. And the reason the flock would stick together, the reason sheep like to be in flocks, is because there are predators in the wild that could potentially hunt sheep. And when you have 100 sheep together in a flock, there is safety in numbers. They like to be together. So we hear the story about this one sheep that gets lost. But how does the sheep get lost? And the way that which the sheep gets lost and the lost coin are parables for sin. They're analogies for what happens when we sin. So the sheep is in a flock. The sheep feels safe. The sheep is grazing and eating in this pasture in the wilderness. And then the sheep sees a little tuft of grass over to the side. And it decides that that looks really good. And feeling safe and secure with its flock, the sheep takes one, just one, gentle step towards that grass, and then another, and then another, and then another, until all of a sudden the sheep stops hearing the other sheep around it. It doesn't hear the shepherd calling it anymore, and it looks up, and the sheep is all alone. There's nothing that is recognizable here. I grew up in Colorado, where I was a big avid hiker. My parents were very avid hikers, and hikers will tell you that you're not truly lost unless you don't know where you've been. So if you stray from the trail, you don't need to panic until you don't know how to get back to the trail. So even if you look up and you have no idea where you are, as long as you can turn around and follow your footprints or way that you came back to the trail, you'll be okay. The real reason to panic is when you look up, you don't know where you are, and you don't know which direction you've come from. So at this point, we're told that the sheep is lost. The sheep is utterly lost. Doesn't know where it was, doesn't know where it's going, it's just lost. And now it's incredibly vulnerable because the flock is nowhere near it. And the sheep probably starts to panic. And then we're told that the shepherd will leave the sheep to go find this one sheep. And the irony of the story of the lost sheep and the lost coin is that it is completely reckless. It is reckless of the shepherd to leave the 99 sheep to go find one, because sheep are wild, flock-like animals, and they don't stay put. And so when the shepherd comes back after finding this one sheep, maybe the shepherd would have 80 sheep left and now have a bigger problem than the shepherd started with 19 other sheep lost because they found one. And then the woman with the lost coin, she loses one silver coin and then she lights a lamp to find it. And the irony is she's using money. She has paid money for this oil. She's filled her oil lamps with it. And now she's literally burning her money to find money. It's completely reckless to find these things that are lost. The rational part of you would just let them be lost. But we're told that Jesus doesn't do that. Jesus is going to seek us out. And the thing that is so comforting about this reading is what it is like for the sheep. See, as I said before, this is an analogy for sin. And sometimes in our world, we like to think of sin as the action that is caused. But sin is actually just defined as an absence or a disconnect from God. It's not actually an action. It's just being disconnected from God. It often leads to something that isn't nice or good or kind. But in fact, sin is just being separated from God. And there are some very evil people in this world. But the vast majority of people don't actually set out with evil intentions. They don't race from the start line to destroy humanity. For the vast majority of people, what actually happens is they take one small, seemingly insignificant step, and then another, and then another, and then another, until at some point they look up and they don't recognize where they are. And when I look back on my life and I look back at my most sinful moments in my life, that's the way I got to them. I didn't get to them out of malice or hatred or contempt. I got to them out of one small, seemingly insignificant step piled on another until I looked up and I didn't know where I was. And sometimes the moment that started those seemingly insignificant steps was things that I caused, but more often it's things that just happened in my life, things that I had no control over. Maybe it's things that perpetuated an anger with God, which is a perfectly valid emotion. It's perfectly valid to be angry with God. But then when I let that anger fester and seethe into my soul and distance me from God, then it becomes sinful. And it's seemingly insignificant in the beginning, but time after time, I become lost. And of course, the point of this story is that God will recklessly find us. There is nothing in this world that will keep God from seeking us out. And the second part of the story that is good news is what happens. The gospel reading tells us what to do when things that are lost have been found. We should rejoice. We should rejoice when the lost sheep comes back to the flock. We should rejoice when the woman finds her coin, even though she spent more money finding that coin than the coin itself. We should rejoice with her because things that have been lost have been returned. And part of that is reconciling people back into the community. And in order for reconciliation to happen, forgiveness has to happen. And anytime we talk about forgiveness in the church, it is really important to note what forgiveness is and what forgiveness is not, because forgiveness in the church has often been misused. Forgiveness is letting go of the pain and the immediacy of the anger and hatred or injustice that you feel towards somebody's actions. It is letting go of that pain. Forgiveness is not an expectation of a future relationship with that person. It is welcoming them back into the community wholeheartedly. It is not saying we have to continue to be best friends. But Jesus tells us that we can reconcile people back into this community in a way that is heartfelt and joyous. Because sometimes we're the sheep that's gone astray, and sometimes we're the community that gets left behind so the sheep is found. Both are holy experiences. So where we go from here is knowing that in sure and certain hope, the same Jesus that left the 99 sheep to find the one is the same Jesus that will recklessly pursue us when we go lost. Amen.